At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of what is the most important safety recommendation you share with people. I'm your host, Jay Allen. Today, we're diving into a topic that's not only crucial, but very much intertwined with our everyday lives. Safety. It's something we often talk about, but may not always practice diligently. Whether it's at home, on the road, or in the workplace, safety is the bedrock that supports healthy and productive communities. Over the course of the series, we've discussed aspects of safety with a variety of experts, and today is no different. I'm thrilled to have Ryan Murphy as our guest. As Ryan has been on the front line of safety innovations and has a wealth of knowledge that's sure to enlighten us all, as we embark on this journey today, I encourage you to reflect on how safety plays a role in your own life and consider the advice shared here to be a meaningful addition to your safety practices. Let's jump right in and start our conversation. Ian, it's really interesting to delve into your story. You've carved a niche in the safety industry, and I'm sure our listeners would love to know what sparked your journey. Can you tell us about your background and what led to your interest in safety?
Absolutely, Jay. My journey into safety was anything but straightforward. Originally, I didn't start off in this field at all. In fact, I began my career in engineering, working for a large-scale construction company. Back then, safety protocols were a part of the job, but they weren't necessarily a passion, if you know what I mean. However, things took a turn when a close call on site made me rethink everything.
Hey, close call? That sounds intense. Can you share more about that experience?
Certainly. We were working on a massive project and everything seemed to be running smoothly until one day, a colleague of mine got caught in a precarious situation. It was one of those moments where everything happens in a split second, you know. Thankfully, no one got seriously injured, but it was a wake-up call for all of us on site, especially me. It was that moment of realization, seeing how quickly situations can turn. That really ignited my passion for safety.
It's amazing how personal experiences can redefine our paths. Was there more that reinforced your shift towards safety?
There definitely was. After that incident, I started diving into safety procedures and regulations, realizing how crucial they are, not just in construction, but across all industries. Another significant experience was attending a safety seminar where various industry leaders shared their insights and innovations. Hearing how different companies implemented safety measures that saved lives truly inspired me. It made me realize that there's a science and an art to safety, and I wanted to be part of that transformative movement.
Sounds like those experiences really solidified your path. Since then, how have you been spreading the word about safety?
I've dedicated a lot of my time to consulting with different organizations, focusing on how they can integrate safety into their corporate culture. I also conduct workshops and training sessions that emphasize proactive safety measures and the critical importance of a safety-first attitude. It's rewarding to see minds change and practices evolve because of the work we're doing.
So as we delve into what safety means to each of us, Ryan, let's talk about how it influences our daily decisions, but both personally and professionally. When I think about safety, I see it as a foundation that supports everything else we do. It's like building a house without a solid base. It can't stand the test of time or unforeseen events. How does safety play into your daily life and work?
Jay, for me, safety is a commitment, almost like a promise I make to myself and those around me. In my professional space, it means ensuring that every individual has the confidence and security to go about their tasks without fear. Personally, it extends to protecting my loved ones and making smart decisions that prevent harm. It's both an active and passive part of life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Ryan. It's something we integrate into our subconscious routines, yet it's always at the forefront of major decisions. Safety is universal and cuts across various aspects of life. From something as intimate as locking your doors at night to ensuring your workplace adheres to stringent safety protocols. How would you say this influences broader community settings?
In community settings, Safety is about collective responsibility. It's the mutual understanding and action that keeps an entire community protected. Whether it's traffic laws that keep pedestrians and drivers safe or community programs that educate and promote safe practices, it's all a shared effort. The community's strength, in many ways, lies in how well it protects its members.
That's a key point. When safety becomes a shared responsibility, everyone benefits. It creates an environment where people feel secure and valued. In industrial and workplace settings, that responsibility becomes even more critical because the stakes are so high. A single oversight can have major consequences. You agree that safety in industry might even influence societal norms to some extent?
Definitely, Jay. In many industrial sectors, safety standards can set the tone for societal expectations. They often innovate and create benchmarks that other areas of life can adopt. For instance, the procedural rigor and safety checks in industries like construction or aviation contribute to the broader cultural understanding of what measures are necessary to ensure safety. It's an evolving field that continually shapes and is shaped by societal needs.
Indeed, the symbiotic relationship between safety and industry and society is palpable. It pushes boundaries and encourages advancements, not just in technology, but also in behavioral norms. These discussions are essential to understanding the full spectrum of safety, bridging personal habits with communal and industrial frameworks. This leads us to consider what would be the most critical safety recommendation we'd offer to others. As we continue our conversation about safety, it's crucial to recognize that recommendations often span a wide range of practices, each with its own specific importance. However, distilling it down to the most vital piece can be immensely valuable.
Absolutely, Jay. While there are numerous safety practices one must be aware of, if I were to single out the most crucial recommendation, it would be always be aware of your surroundings. This may sound overly simplistic or even cliche, but its value cannot be overstated.
Interesting, Ryan. Be aware of your surroundings often seems so fundamental. Why do you think this particular advice stands out among the rest?
Well, Jay, it forms the foundation for almost every other safety measure. Whether you're at a work site, on the road, or even at home, being alert and mindful of your environment helps you to anticipate potential hazards before they escalate into serious issues. It's about maintaining a sense of situational awareness that many people overlook, especially in familiar settings where we tend to let our guard down.
That makes sense. Familiarity can sometimes breed complacency. Could you share any experiences or examples where this recommendation has proven essential?
Certainly. Take, for example, a case at a construction site where workers were too focused on their specific tasks without taking note of heavy machinery operating nearby. There was a close call involving a crane, and several workers noticed too late. Thankfully, a colleague was vigilant and alerted everyone, preventing what could have been a tragic accident.
It's powerful to see how something as simple as awareness can prevent potential accidents and injuries. It highlights how a basic principle has significant implications on safety practices as a whole.
Exactly, Jay. And it extends beyond occupational spaces. Everyday activities like crossing the street, driving, or even cooking at home can benefit from heightened awareness. It's about constantly evaluating the environment for changes or potential threats. Safety is dynamic and requires our continual engagement.
Ryan, your insights certainly emphasize the importance of awareness as not just a personal practice, but as a core element of safety itself. It's fascinating to see how this simple advice resonates across various contexts.
And of course, it's not just about one's own perception. Encouraging a culture where people remind each other to stay aware means that safety becomes a shared responsibility. It is also about looking out for one another, which is crucial whether in a personal or professional capacity.
In our previous discussion, we touched on some important safety recommendations, but now let's delve into real-life scenarios illustrating their significance. Joining us again is Ryan Murphy, who will provide insight into situations where safety protocols made a palpable difference.
Thank you, Jay. I recall a situation from not too long ago at a manufacturing plant where I worked as a safety consultant. They had just implemented enhanced safety protocols due to recent incidents. One day, an operator noticed a minor anomaly in one of the machines, something easily dismissible. However, because of the stringent adherence to the new protocol, they immediately followed the process to shut the machine down and reported it.
Here.
It sounds like those procedures were put to immediate and effective use. What happened next?
Upon inspection, we discovered that there was a critical component failure that could have led to a catastrophic breakdown or even a serious injury. The protocols in place didn't just save time and money. You can't put a price on preventing potential injury or even a life. The situation was remedied quickly and safely because a simple yet crucial recommendation was followed.
That's a powerful example of the immediate impact safety protocols can have. Can you share another instance that shows the forward-thinking aspect of safety measures?
Certainly. There was another case at a construction site where fall protection measures were thoroughly enforced due to the height and nature of the work. One worker slipped, but because they were secured by the full harness system, they avoided a fall that could have resulted in severe injury or worse. It was a direct result of everyone adhering strictly to the safety protocols, no matter how inconvenient they might have seemed at the time.
It's clear these stories highlight the importance of diligence in safety practices. Real-life implications certainly drive home the message that safety is non-negotiable and its benefits are far-reaching. Thank you for sharing these impactful stories, Ryan. So, Ryan, let's delve into some of the common misconceptions people have about safety practices. Often there's a gap between what people think is safe and what actually is. What are some of the top myths you've encountered in the field?
One major misconception is that safety is something you just set and forget. People believe once a safety measure is in place, it doesn't need revisiting. In reality, safety is dynamic. It requires continuous monitoring and updating as conditions change.
That's interesting, Ryan. Can you give an example of where this misconception might pose a real danger?
Absolutely. Take the example of workplace equipment. Many assume that once machinery is deemed safe, it's permanently safe. However, wear and tear, new software updates, or changes in operational needs require re-evaluation of safety protocols.
What about the belief that more rules automatically mean more safety?
Great point, Jay. More rules don't necessarily equate to more safety. In fact, it can lead to confusion or complacency. It's about having the right rules that are clear, easily understandable, and tailored to specific environments.
It's easy to see how too many rules can overwhelm or misguide individuals. Are there any myths tied to the personal responsibilities of individuals when it comes to safety?
Definitely. There's a notion that safety is solely the responsibility of safety officers or professionals. While they play a crucial role, everyone from top management to entry-level employees shares responsibility for a safe environment. It requires a collective effort.
Agreed. Shifting gears a bit, what about misconceptions regarding safety gear, like helmets or protective eyewear?
Another common myth is that safety gear is a fail-safe. People often believe that just putting it on is enough, but improper usage or reliance without regard to hazards can be dangerous. Safety equipment is part of a broader safety strategy, not a standalone solution.
Ryan, that makes a lot of sense. Your insights have really clarified the misconceptions around safety practices. Let's move on to talk about how people can overcome challenges related to safety. So, Ryan, let's dive into some of the challenges that people often face when it comes to safety measures. It's not always as straightforward as we'd like it to be, is it?
Absolutely, Jay. One of the biggest challenges is the gap between understanding the importance of safety rules and actively following them in the real world. It's one thing to know about safety protocols, but actually implementing them can be quite different.
That sounds like a pretty common issue. What do you think causes this disconnect?
There can be several factors. First, there's sometimes a lack of perceived relevance. People might think that these procedures don't apply to them specifically or that the risks are very low. They may feel invincible or think it won't happen to me. And then there's also often a lack of proper communication about why certain measures are necessary.
Interesting. How do you suggest we bridge this gap?
Education and clear communication are key. We need to focus on providing not just the HU, what's but also the IY'd, behind safety rules. When people understand the reasoning and see the tangible benefits of following these measures, they are more likely to comply. Storytelling can also be a powerful tool. Sharing real-life incidents where safety protocols made a significant difference can be very persuading.
Storytelling sounds impactful. Are there any other strategies you find effective?
Yes, role modeling is crucial. Leaders and peers who consistently follow safety rules set the tone for others. It creates a culture where safety is seen as the norm rather than an exception. This, together with consistent training programs that are engaging rather than just box-ticking exercises, can make a big difference.
So it's not just about having measures in place, but about creating a culture of safety.
Exactly. A safety culture where everyone feels responsible and accountable makes compliance much more organic. When safety becomes part of the organization's identity, it resonates on a personal level with individuals.
That makes a lot of sense, Ryan. It's about making safety a personal and shared priority. We'll be moving more into examples of how people personally experience this. But before we do, is there anything else you'd like to add about overcoming these challenges?
Just one last thing, Jay. Persistence is key. Changing perceptions and habits takes time, but with consistent effort and reinforcement, these challenges can be effectively overcome.
Great insights, Ryan. It's all about dedication and commitment to change at every level of an organization or community. We'll explore more on that as we move forward. As we delve into the personal stories that have shaped our understanding of safety, it's crucial to acknowledge that experience is often our greatest teacher. Joining us today, Ryan Murphy shares some pivotal moments that illustrate the profound impact of safety measures, or the lack thereof, in our daily lives. Ryan, could you start by sharing a story where safety precautions made all of the difference?
Absolutely happy to share. There was this one time when I was still a rookie at the construction site. We were working on a multi-story building, and the supervisor was a stickler for safety gear. One morning, we were all required to wear our harnesses without exception. As tedious as it felt sometimes, we all obliged. That very day, one of the platforms gave way. Thankfully, everyone was secured, and what could have been a tragic accident ended up being just a scare. It was a stark reminder that safety gear isn't just a box to tick. It literally saves lives.
That's a powerful example, Ryan. The simple act of wearing safety gear may seem trivial, yet it's critical in preventing accidents. On the flip side, have there been instances where the absence of safety measures taught you a significant lesson?
Yes, definitely. There was an incident during a family get-together that sticks with me. We were having a barbecue in the backyard, and someone tossed a few more coals into the fire without thinking about it. No gloves, no tongs, just bare hands. In the rush and casual setting, basic safety protocols we follow at work were ignored. Unfortunately, this resulted in a really bad burn. It was a reminder that safety is not just for the workplace, but applies even in everyday, seemingly harmless situations.
It's so important to remember that safety is an all-encompassing practice. Your stories illustrate the need for constant vigilance and adherence to safety protocols, both in professional and personal spheres. Has witnessing or experiencing these events influenced how you approach safety today?
Absolutely. Each experience has reinforced my commitment to safety, not just for myself, but for others as well. It's about creating an environment where safety is second nature. Whether it's putting on personal protective equipment or simply being aware of your surroundings, these habits are essential. I always say, it's better to be cautious 1,000 times than to get injured once.
Indeed, those words truly resonate with the fundamental philosophy of safety. Understanding the human aspect behind safety measures strengthens our resolve to maintain them consistently. Ryan, as you work with various individuals and organizations, how do you address safety in all these different settings?
Great question, Jay. One of the key things I focus on is understanding that each environment has its unique challenges and safety needs. What works at home might be completely different from what's required in a workplace or a public space.
So, you give us an example of how your safety recommendations might change based on the environment?
Absolutely. For instance, at home, the focus is often on preventing common accidents like falls or fires. So it's about simple measures like installing smoke detectors or securing rugs. In the workplace, it's more about understanding the specific hazards related to the industry, whether it's ensuring proper ergonomic practices in an office setting or compliance with safety equipment standards on a construction site.
And how about public spaces? What are some of the unique considerations there?
In public spaces, a big concern is managing large groups of people and ensuring their safety during emergencies. This could mean ensuring clear signage and well-marked exits. It's also important to account for accessibility needs and ensuring there's adequate security without impeding the flow of people.
It sounds like a lot of it depends on proactive planning and the ability to adapt strategies. How do you think people can best prepare or educate themselves for these various settings?
Staying informed is key. people need to be aware of the specific risks associated with each environment they are in and receive training where applicable. An ongoing assessment is also crucial. Safety isn't static, and it needs to evolve with changes in the environment and new technologies. Encouraging open communication about safety concerns and solutions in any setting can also go a long way.
That makes a lot of sense. It seems like having a flexible and informed approach is foundational to implementing effective safety measures. Thank you for these insights, Ryan. As we've discussed the importance of adapting to different environments in safety, it's crucial to look ahead and understand the emerging trends and technologies in the field. Ryan, what are some innovations that you're seeing that could redefine our approach to safety?
Well, Jay, one of the most exciting advancements is the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning in predicting and mitigating risks. These technologies are increasingly being used to analyze data and foresee potential safety hazards before they become a reality. It's about being proactive rather than reactive.
That's fascinating. So, would you say AI is becoming a game changer in occupational safety?
Absolutely. AI can provide safety assessments and recommendations in real time, allowing organizations to act swiftly and prevent incidents. It also helps in personalizing safety measures tailored to specific work environments and individual needs.
Beyond AI, are there any other technological advancements that are noteworthy?
Yes, wearable technology is another trend that's gaining momentum. Devices like smart helmets and wearable sensors are not just for monitoring. They can alert workers and management to unsafe conditions, fatigue, or hazardous exposure in real time. This technology significantly enhances situational awareness.
It's interesting how these technologies are integrating into safety protocols, but how are these changes being accepted on the ground?
There's definitely a learning curve, but many organizations are seeing the tangible benefits, which helps in their acceptance. Moreover, clear communication and training are vital in ensuring a smoother transition and effective implementation of these technologies.
And what about methodologies? Are there any new approaches that safety professionals should be aware of?
Crowdsourcing safety solutions is an approach that's gaining traction. By leveraging the collective knowledge and experiences of employees, organizations can encourage more participation and innovation in safety practices. It shifts the culture from safety as a mandate to safety as a community-driven initiative.
That's a progressive approach. Encouraging collective engagement can truly transform how safety is perceived and enacted within organizations.
Exactly. And it ties into another trend, the growth of data analytics for comprehensive safety planning. By deeply analyzing incident reports, near misses, and environmental data, organizations can create more informed safety strategies and predict future challenges.
This certainly paints an exciting future for safety. Technologies and methodologies are shifting the paradigm from traditional approaches to something far more dynamic. It's all about embracing change and innovation.
Indeed, and as these trends continue to evolve, they present new opportunities for safety professionals to enhance workplace safety. Adapting to these changes ensures that safety measures remain relevant and effective moving forward.
Continuing on the journey of understanding the crucial aspects of safety, it's imperative we delve into the domain of education and awareness. Imagine the pivotal role education plays in cultivating a culture of safety, both at an individual and community level.
Absolutely, Jay. Education is like the cornerstone when it comes to safety. The more we know, the better we can prepare and prevent incidents. It's not just about awareness in a passive sense, but fostering a proactive mindset where people are constantly seeking knowledge about safety trends and best practices.
Ryan, could you share some insights into how individuals can take responsibility for their own safety education?
Sure thing, Jay. Individuals can start by engaging in local safety workshops or online courses. There's a multitude of resources available for those looking to enhance their understanding, whether it's about fire safety, first aid, or cyber safety. Taking the initiative to learn can make a significant difference in one's safety practices.
That's a great point, Ryan. And what about communities as a whole? How can they band together to elevate their safety standards?
Community-driven safety education can be immensely powerful. By creating community safety programs, organizing events where safety professionals speak, or even launching local campaigns to increase safety awareness, communities can foster an environment where everyone looks out for one another.
Sounds like a collective effort can have a substantial impact. Do you think incorporating safety education into the schooling system could benefit younger generations?
Incorporating safety education into schools can set a strong foundation for lifelong safety habits. By teaching children about potential dangers and how to react safely, they not only protect themselves, but also become advocates for safety in their homes and peer groups.
As we continue to unravel this complex tapestry of safety, it's clear education serves as an empowering tool. It provides individuals and communities with the knowledge and confidence needed to handle safety concerns effectively. We'll transition into exploring distinct facets and key takeaways as we progress. As we reflect on our discussion today, Ryan, it's evident that safety is not just a set of rules. It's a mindset and attitude that permeates every aspect of our daily lives. You've emphasized how integrating safety into our daily actions can have a profound impact.
Exactly, Jay. When we think about safety, it's important to understand that it's much more than a checklist. It's about adopting habits and routines that consistently keep us aware and prepared. That's the essence of my recommendation.
You mentioned the significance of proactive measures, and I think that's crucial. Could you elaborate on how this mindset can be practically applied in day-to-day activities?
Sure thing. Being proactive means anticipating potential hazards and taking actions to mitigate them before they become issues. It can be as simple as double-checking equipment before use, ensuring escape routes are clear, or even familiarizing oneself with emergency procedures at work or home.
What stands out to me is the emphasis on constant vigilance and the necessity for individuals to take personal responsibility for their safety. This mindset shift can surely lead to a more secure environment overall.
Yes, personal responsibility is key. While policies and procedures provide guidance, the responsibility lies with each individual to adhere to them and make safety a personal priority. It's about creating a culture where everyone looks out for not only themselves, but also their peers.
This cultural shift towards safety can't be maintained by complacency. It requires continuous effort, communication, and improvement.
That's right. Organizations and individuals alike must commit to ongoing learning and openness to change. Regular safety audits, training refreshers, and open dialogues about safety concerns can ensure we remain vigilant and adaptive.
It sounds like creating this proactive safety culture relies on a combination of knowledge, teamwork, and accountability. Would you say those are the pillars supporting effective safety management?
Absolutely. Jay, knowledge informs us, teamwork empowers us, and accountability obligates us to maintain high safety standards. It's this synergy that truly makes a difference.
Thank you, Ryan, for sharing these invaluable insights as we move forward in our series. These themes of proactive safety and cultural responsibility will undoubtedly resonate with our listeners. All right, Ryan, we're moving on to some intriguing questions from our listeners. As you know, safety can be a broad topic, and our audience is keen to drill down into specifics. Are you ready to share your insights?
Absolutely, Jay. Always excited to dive deeper and help clarify any uncertainties about safety.
Great. Our first question comes from listener Kelly, who asks, what are some common safety myths that people believe and how can they be debunked?
That's a fantastic question, Kelly. One common safety myth is that accidents only happen to others. This mindset can lead people to be complacent about implementing safety measures, assuming they're immune. The truth is, accidents can happen to anyone, regardless of experience or caution. By acknowledging that fact, people can proactively prevent incidents rather than react to them.
Timely reminder, Ryan. Our next question is from Sam, who wonders about the role of technology in enhancing workplace safety. What are your thoughts?
Technology plays a pivotal role in transforming safety as we know it. Things like IOIA IT devices can help monitor real-time working conditions, while safety apps can provide immediate notifications about potential hazards. However, it's important to use technology as a tool in a broader safety strategy, rather than relying solely on it. Human oversight is still crucial in interpreting data and making informed decisions.
Very insightful. Now, a practical one from listener Andy, who asks, what should be the first step a company takes when trying to develop a safety culture? How would you advise him?
Starting a safety culture should begin with leadership commitment. Leaders need to model the behaviors they wish to see and prioritize safety in every company operation. Once they demonstrate genuine commitment, it trickles down and empowers employees to engage and contribute to a safer workplace. Involving everyone in safety discussions and decision-making processes is key to developing a culture that values safety.
Thank you, Ryan. Now, our last question today is from Marie, who asks about balancing costs with safety practices. It's a common concern, especially for smaller organizations. Any advice?
Marie brings up a valid point. While budget constraints are real, prioritizing safety doesn't necessarily mean incurring high costs. In many cases, proactively managing safety can save money by avoiding accidents and their associated costs. Focus on high-impact, low-cost initiatives like staff training and regular safety audits. These can go a long way in preventing incidents without a hefty price tag.
As we start wrapping up our discussion today, I think it's clear that the most important takeaway is understanding the far-reaching impacts that effective safety practices have in our everyday lives. It's not just about workplace compliance or legal requirements. It's about creating an environment where everyone, from children to adults, can thrive without fear of avoidable harm.
Absolutely, Jay. I think it's crucial for people to realize that safety protocols are not just arbitrary rules, but rather they have been established through years of learning and adapting to past incidents. This accumulated knowledge helps us prevent repeating mistakes that could have detrimental effects. We owe it to ourselves and future generations to be diligent and proactive in keeping safety top of mind.
Sintra, consider how safety measures, when implemented effectively, contribute to heightened efficiency and productivity, whether that's in a corporate setting, a construction site, or even in our day-to-day lives at home. When people feel safe and protected, they can focus better and perform at their best.
Right, and let's not forget the psychological aspect of safety. The confidence that comes with knowing risks are minimized allows individuals to engage fully in their tasks or activities. This trust builds a strong foundation for any functioning community or organization.
And of course, communication plays a pivotal role in maintaining and advocating for safety standards. It's important for individuals at every level to have a clear understanding of what their responsibilities are and how they can contribute to a safer environment. Sharing information and experiences, much like we did in this podcast, is key to spreading awareness.
Exactly, Jay. This is why I always emphasize the importance of training and open dialogue in the workplace and in personal settings. It's a shared responsibility that requires everyone's participation to effectively execute safety standards.
So as we conclude this segment, let's remind our listeners that safety is an ongoing commitment. Whether you're a leader, a colleague, a family member, or a friend, each action you take in promoting safety could make a significant difference. It can and should be woven into every part of our lives. Thank you, Ryan, for sharing such insightful safety recommendations with us today. Your perspective certainly opens up a lot of productive discussions around the importance of prioritizing safety in our daily lives.
It's been a pleasure, Jay. Safety is something I'm passionate about, and I'm glad I could contribute to such an important conversation. I hope your listeners gained some valuable insights.
Absolutely. I'm sure they have. For our listeners, make sure to tune in next time because we're going to dive into another crucial aspect of safety, emotional safety in the workplace. We'll explore how fostering a supportive environment can drastically improve both personal well-being and productivity. Trust me, it's an episode you won't want to miss.
That sounds fascinating, Jay. I believe creating a safe emotional environment is as important as any physical safety measures.
Nebri, indeed. Ryan, it's been great having you here. And for our audience, keep those safety questions and stories coming. We love hearing from you and getting your input for future topics. Until next time, stay safe and keep looking out for one another. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.